words of hope for May 15, 2019. God is a big God. All things are created by God, and He sustains them by His provision and power. So then why do we Christians so often act like God is a weak and ineffectual being who can do nothing for us? In today's devotional, we consider the Israelites' desert wandering and their dependence on God for the most basic aspects of life. And we realize that we too depend on God for everything, but that God is more, much more than enough for all we need.
Today's episode is sponsored by Words of Hope's ministry partner in Turkey. Much as it did during the life of the early church, Turkey continues to stand at the crossroads of global politics, economics, and religious conflict. Words of Hope uses creative media programming on the radio, television, and internet to share Christ's love. To learn more, visit woh.org.
The title of today's devotional is Water from the Rock, and was written by Ben Van Aragon. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today we continue reading from the book of Exodus. We're going to read chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. All of the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people grumbled against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They're almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and the water shall come out of it, and the people will drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the quarreling of the people of Israel, and because they tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" A friend and I were on a bike trip. At the bottom of a sweeping vista, he indicated he was in trouble. We had left without water, and he was dehydrated. His desire for water was so great, he longed to simply dip his toes in a roadside stream. The human need for water is relentless and urgent. During the Exodus, the Israelites were obsessed with water, for good reason. They are, after all, traveling through a wilderness with few natural water sources. The Lord invites his people to look at the world through the lens not of material scarcity, but spiritual abundance. Their God is the God who created all things by the power of his word. Surely he's able to produce water, even if all he has to work with are rocks. We too tend to focus on scarcity and forget that our God is the God who rained down bread from heaven and brought forth water from the rock. The Apostle Paul reminds us, "All Israel drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ." Jesus is the Word through whom God made all things. Jesus is the power of God who sustains the life of God's people in every time and in every place. Jesus is the rock on whom you can always depend. When you pray today, remember that God is big, powerful, and on your side. My prayer for you is that you will follow Christ, not because of what you get, but because what you have already gotten. Today's devotional was written by Ben Van Aragon. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produce today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for All Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, you can email devotional@woh.org. Join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.